Yo, Really Love Radio's back, homie. Here to drop Fat Ones. That's my new motto, y'all. Fat Ones. Dropping Fat Ones, bruh. I'm live now, so tell all your friends Really Love Radio is back in action, and I'm live right now, like NBA, bitch. Even though nobody plays that game. I'm live. I'm just ready to put one on Instagram real quick. Put it on Instagram if you're listening, which is probably like 2 people listening to this shit. But I don't care because I'm always live dropping Fat Ones. But I'm ready to have some special guests calling in a little bit. But right now, this is just a little update video because I've been gone for a long time. But I'm going to still be back on my Really Love Radio shit again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Hold up real quick. Let me post this junk on the gram. If you listening, post it on the gram too, man. Just to support, you know, support everything I do if you like me. If you don't, just say fuck me and just move on with your life. Because I'm good. But, yeah, I've been doing good. I wonder how y'all been doing, my supporters. Y'all probably been bored around this time of night, probably just, like, watching porn or like, you know, doing what people do at this time of night, which is, like, eat cookies and drink milk and stuff. But I'm live like a morning. And I'm here to stay Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11 p.m. Also, for those who's just now tuning in, I can only be, like, broadcast this radio show at 11 p.m. or past 11 p.m. because, like, during 7 o'clock, like, from 5 p.m. to, like, 10 p.m., it's called prime time. And you got to pay for that shit. And you know I'm broke. I'm not with that. I ain't paying to be on this damn talk show. You know what I'm saying? I almost forgot how to do this shit, bro. I gotta log in and everything, man. I'm lacking. I gotta log in on my phone for people who calling me. Oh, anyways, my homie BJ, he already called up in a little bit. He probably already called my ass. But... yeah, but this episode, just a little update video on my lap video. God dang, I fucking suck at life. It's just an update, you know, like a little update show. For all those who just wondering where I've been at or whatever, which is probably, again, fucking nobody. But yeah, I've just been focused on my school shit, to be honest, at VCU. Been doing good. VCU treats me well. It ain't. Even though there is some snobby-ass white people up there, but it's okay, because I don't deal with them. I'm just a loner up there, all by my lonesome. All right, now I got this right, bro. I got to go to the studio, bro. The little studio button on my phone, man. I forgot how weird this is. It feels like I'm dead-ass just talking to my phone. Like, I don't even know... no one's probably listening or nothing. Like, what is going on, bruh? All right, so call in if you want. The number is 713-955-0758 and ask me any kind of question. And BJ need to call me right now. I'm going to tell his ass right now. Call the number, bruh. Dang, bruh. You gotta call in, bruh. He the one I told his ass about the show, and he the one talk about, bruh. I called him in advance to be prepared, and he the one like, bruh, don't call me now, bro. He need to call me, bruh. Dang, bruh. God damn. Anyways, I'm gonna just talk about anything right now. I'm gonna just talk to talk, bruh, because that's what I do. Anyways, though. The NBA Finals, bruh. Who's watching the Finals, bruh? Who watched the game last night? It's a damn pity. Feel bad for all y'all LeBron James fans, because I hate LeBron. You can take that. with you. Tell your grandparents, tell your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your best friend, LeBron James sucks. Even though he is a wonderful player. All right, hold up. Here it go, bro. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hello? Hello?
This is Jay.
Jay?
Oh, freaking Nick, bro.
No, this is Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Hello?
Yes. You bring Kangpa Chico.
What?
You bring Kangpa Chico.
I don't bring shit. The only Kung Pao chicken I cook is the Kung Pao whooping that I give your mama every night.
I want you to
and I thought you were someone
Kung
special,
bro.
Who is 3328084, bruh? Man, it got random people calling me, man. That was the doc who just called me. He's supposed to be on the show for real, but okay, whatever, bruh. Whatever, bruh. And for all y'all who don't know who I am, my name is Jarrell Frontilla. I also go by Relly Love. And I am a design student. Not a design student. Damn, what the fuck? I'm telling y'all lies and shit. I'm a VCU fashion merchandising student. And I love clothes. And I recently just got hired. I recently just got hired at Journeys because I'm fucking cool. And I walked in that interview and was like, look, I need money because I'm broke, and I need y'all to fucking call me, bruh.
Yo.
Yo.
It's VJ,
oh,
bruh.
Here it go, bruh.
Hey, who on this bitch, bruh? Hey, who on this
you
bitch?
Now, bruh.
Is this me?
Yeah, someone else is calling, though. Hold up.
Because
right. the Don called. He was supposed to be on the show, too.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, but introduce yourself to people, bruh.
Who, me?
Yeah, you, VJ, man.
Okay, people. Yeah, I like pussy, and I like clothes, and I like Instagram, and flowers. And showers at 12 o'clock. You gotta have like
Damn.
A few rose petals in that motherfucker, bro. A few rose petals. And if you're not using Dove, I don't know who you are. And you shouldn't be existing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you got.
But,
that's right, bro. You gotta use that Dove, bro. Because if you don't use
yeah,
that Dove.
What you like?
Just,
you like Kiwi?
You just. Alright, someone keep calling me 904-5. Alright,
don't put the
Dove,
number out there,
bro.
Nigga.
You
the fuck? What's wrong with
you? You like Kiwi? You
hello?
Just,
who is
this? Alright, someone keep calling me 904-5.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is?
Hello. I have a question.
Yeah.
What's your question? You're on Really Love Radio, Ray Drop Fat One.
Okay. Well, me and my boyfriend, we're having problems and stuff. And what are the signs from you guys that
up.
He is cheating?
Oh,
like
shit.
How would like how would all y'all right. Like cheat if y'all was a boy? I mean, we always never did.
Whoa, you trying to get us fucked up? What the hell?
Yeah, we can't give you the game, baby girl. We can't give you the game.
Yeah, what? First of all, I wouldn't even say that, but I'll help you out, I guess, since you supporting. First of all,
but wait, it's more.
Calling.
But wait, it's more.
Tell us more about your personal
I don't
life.
Think he's I don't think he's cheating. I just think more of the fact that he's probably with a boy.
He's fucking a boy.
Yeah, like he wants me to do weird stuff to him. Like he asked me to put my finger in his butt. It was really weird.
Oh shit, that's some Kanye shit.
Oh my god, you called up before, bro. This is the same girl, bro. But I had a girl call me before on the show and told me that somebody's finger went in somebody's butt, and you giving me deja vu right now. So don't be fucking with me.
I got one question.
Oh, man, she hung up, bro. She knew it. She knew it.
Oh, damn.
I told you, bro.
Well, my question
someone
was,
had called
did
me.
She do the shit?
Someone had called me before to talk about fingers and butts, bro.
Oh, no. Nah. That ain't cool.
Yeah,
I mean, I
man.
Stuck my finger in somebody's butt, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, hey, you gotta
that.
Do what you gotta
we really
do.
Really love radio, bro.
Really love
really
radio.
Love
we
radio.
Explicit. We talk about what we want.
We drop in what?
Anyways, that one. Tell everybody right now who's listening why you really on the show and not on the look. About your release. People who don't know, like on some real shit, plug the junk. Like on some real shit.
Nah,
this
probably BJ. You can call me BJ, you know. Got my own clothing line, you know. It's called Youth New Breed. If you want a T-shirt, cop one Wednesday, June 8th, Savage Season. For all the savage cock lickers out there, you already know. Just hit me up.
Yes, sir.
B-E-J-X-Y.
Follow him on Instagram at BJ-B-E-J-X-Y. And he is an upcoming fashion, aspiring fashion designer, REA, releasing some hot shit, bro. All right? My little bro, he do that shit. I also sell T-shirts. They kind of ugly as shit. And they say the youth pray on it, and they don't got no real meaning. But people still buy it because it got some sort of meaning to them. So if you like it, buy it, bro. It's only $15. I'm plugging my own radio show. I feel like a loser, but I don't care, bro.
You ain't no loser,
bro. All right, for all y'all who like the pictures that I put up of the shirts, bro, don't like them unless you gonna buy it, bro. That kind of be
dead ass.
Me off.
I hate that shit.
That
kind of
be making me mad, bro. Like if you gonna
like niggas
the pictures,
be like, yo,
bro, of me.
Yo, fire, bro. Yeah. They don't ever buy that shit. Like what the fuck?
Yeah, but look, this is some real shit. I'm about to spit some real shit, bro. People will support
yeah,
you until money comes into the picture, bro.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, they'll say everything like, oh, yeah, that's sweet and all that stuff. But as soon as you ask for some money for it, they going to run away in the dust, bro. Fly away.
Yeah, they gone.
That's why I support everybody who already bought one of my shirts, bro. Fuck with all y'all. All y'all support me. And who's listening right now, y'all the real MVP, bro. Now I'll give y'all a round of applause.
Is anybody listening,
bro? Yeah, but
I don't
know who's listening, bro. Apparently girls whose boyfriends be fucking other boys and shit be listening.
She
I want that girl to call
that,
back up again, bro.
Me too.
Oh, we have a new caller.
Oh, shit now.
Hello, new caller. What's your name? You're on Really Love Radio.
I just came to listen.
Hey, Angelo.
Angelo,
you,
get the fuck out of here.
Man, my well good friend, AB Bad, is here, bro. He's a rapper, bro. We just shot a music video for his song, Slowed. Be on the lookout for that. He just came to fucking call and say nothing because he's a weirdo.
Bro, go save your fucking mustache, bro.
Oh, also, bro, I want to tell my audience this. Really Love Radio listeners, bro. I have a new motto, and it said, like, my new motto is dropping fat ones, bro.
All right.
Bro. That's my shit, bro. Dropping fat ones.
You can make some
like, you can just
right
say it
there,
in any
bro.
Context. Yeah, any context. You can just be like, yo,
I have a question.
Ray, drop a fat one. You know what I'm saying? What's your question, man?
What's your opinion on
nipples?
What's my opinion on what?
Nipples.
Nipples, bruh?
Yes, sir.
What kind of nipples? Like male nipples? Female nipples?
EJ Johnson's nipples.
Who the fuck is EJ Johnson? Who is EJ Johnson, bruh? Anyways, the Don was supposed to be on this episode tonight as a, like, featured guest with BJ, but he's getting his nappy-ass beard fucking, I don't know what is happening with his beard. He's getting his beard trimmed or whatever by his father, bro. So he can't be with us at this moment. Even rappers like the Don have a father figure to shaping up their beard for them. So you must applaud
that.
That's them,
fucking crazy, man.
What?
That's crazy. All
right, but yeah. So, for all those damn people out there who in RVA listening right now, bro, don't be liking nobody's pictures that be selling stuff if you're not going to buy it, because that's just kind of an insult to the people selling them, because it's just like you feel like they like the picture, which means that you're interested in it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, BJ?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just
like, if you're interested enough to like the picture, you should buy it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, your ass ain't
but,
no more likes.
Yeah, but to a certain extent, liking it is better than just not liking it, because then I can know that people actually like the shirt. At the same time, I'm just like, I'd rather get 0 likes and sell like 10 t-shirts than get like 100 likes and sell those t-shirts because all those people that like the picture ain't want to buy it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Bro, somebody need to call, bro.
Bud, you better promote it on the Instagram then, bro.
I have been, but I'm saying like for whoever listening, they need to call in.
Yeah,
and drop
right.
a fat one.
Whoever's listening right now, call in and drop fat ones on us, bro. No homo,
Come
bro.
On.
That's just the same.
We need the
call
secrets.
In.
We need everything. We need the juice.
Yeah, you need to call
Give
in and drop
us.
A fat one, bro. It's okay. It's just a Monday, so I expect people to be asleep. All right. Who is this 111? We got a caller. Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Shit,
so, like, hey, guys. I was just wondering what you thought about, like, threesomes. Because, like, I'm lesbian. And I thought it was so great.
I advise you to buy an inhaler. Because you're a little hyper right now. I don't even know what the fuck the question was.
She hung up, bro. She didn't have a question. She just wanted to tell us that she was lesbian. And it was great. And she wanted to do it in a very sarcastic voice, so I respect her.
Fuck,
guess what her number was?
What?
Guess what her number was, bro? All ones.
What? She used an app for that shit. She got to text me now.
Yeah, how you disguise your number like that, bro? Dead ass, bro.
Illuminati shit.
That's some voodoo shit. Bro, that's some voodoo shit, yo. How you disguise your number like that, bro? Real shit.
It's crazy.
Like, damn. Like, how you just make your number all ones, bro?
That bitch a all right, robot.
Anybody else who wants to call up and say some dumb shit?
Oh, sorry for
or
calling
call
me a bitch. My bad. I'm sorry.
You call me a bitch, bro?
No, not you. Just keep talking. I just had to say my apologies. I call her a bitch.
Damn, you You don't
I called
even know
her
who that
bitch,
is. All right, we got when 10 minutes left, bro. So in these
oh,
10
nah,
minutes.
Oh, add some more minutes on this shit, bro. This ain't even.
Me, I can't
oh,
add
nah.
more minutes magically, bro.
You can redo
30,
it again,
the show
right?
Is 30 minutes. Look, I can redo it at 12 o'clock, but I'm pretty sure people ain't going to want me to redo this bitch because ain't nobody listening right now, bro.
Nah, I'm gonna get some people. Hold up.
Look. I'm doing the show every Monday. Wednesday, and Friday at the same exact time, 11 p.m., starting now, bro. So on Wednesday after the NBA game, after game three, I'm going to be on this bitch again talking. And anybody listening right now, you can call up and talk shit if you want, and I would just listen. Or you could just call up and ask serious questions or stupid questions, or call up. And
I got a question.
Cool. Yeah, what's your question, man?
Can I spit 16 bars real quick, bro?
Hold up, bro. We got to call it real quick, so you're going to have to hold that question.
Oh, shit. All right. Yo.
Hello?
Hello?
We're going to take the next caller in a little bit after this question. Yo.
What question? Yo.
410. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? First of all, I want to say R.I.P. Kimbo Slice. Tupac isn't dead.
What the fuck is this? Floyd Mayweather?
The fuck? Nah, this is motherfucking Frank the Tank.
Frank
the
Tank.
What's up, Frank the Tank?
Hey, I know who this is. I know who this is.
Yeah, you know who
get
this
the fuck
is.
Get out of here.
What it do, bro? I'm listening to this. This shit got me laughing.
Hey, bro, this shit live, bro. I fuck with what you said. Rest in peace, Kimbo Slice. What happened to him, bro? I wasn't informed.
Kimbo Slice
died, shit,
bro.
Yeah, he just passed away at the age of 40-something.
You fucking lying, bro. I know that's a lie.
I said we have
Kimbo
a moment
Slice
of silence. I said we have a moment of silence.
La 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 la.
Yeah, I know what he's
oh, that
doing
nigga
right
is
now
dead,
Kimbo
bro.
Slice.
He not
Kimbo
dead,
dead,
bro.
Man.
No way Kimbo Slice dead,
I just saw
bro
a post. I just saw a post. He dead, bro.
Tupac's still alive, though. Tupac's still alive, though.
Oh, yeah, Tupac
hey,
in Quebec
shit
right
nah,
now.
Nah, hell no. Nah. I used to believe Tupac was still
I think
alive.
I think he hides in the Hollywood side.
Come back. All right, well, we got another
nah,
caller.
Nah,
the 111 girl again, bro. Hello? One,
she's
one,
not
one,
a lesbian.
One.
She's in my room.
Hello?
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 Oh,
you're
well,
not a lesbian. Hello?
Hey, we got to mute some people.
It's a
hello?
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 All right, listen.
111.
My name is King, right? And
I
want to hear your opinion about when y'all homies go to jail, right? And then, you know, they got an old lady at home, right? And
let
she look good. And she all lonely
good
and stuff. Do y'all think it's wrong if I go comfort her?
So you
this
talk about
like a female.
So you talk about if your homie in jail, but he got like a girl, but he can't see the girl because he in jail, so you going to go over there and comfort her. Quote-unquote
yeah
comfort, as in fucker,
bro. Oh, yeah. All that.
Oh,
but this
shit
sound
I mean,
like
hey,
true.
It's only right.
You see?
Probably,
I mean, when my homie get out, he could get some, too.
Yeah, like, he probably in jail getting his already. You know, he on some gay shit already. So why the girl got to be lonely, you feel me, when she got you, bro? You on the right track?
If y'all don't get the fuck out of here with this shit.
You know what I'm trying to say, like,
shit,
you promoting
real, for real.
Ass,
it's
bro
real shit, because, to be honest, she got a fat ass. I mean, it's hard.
Her ass fat,
you know?
All right, scale from
and
one
she be
to
crying on my shoulder and whatnot.
Why? Shit, I feel that.
Whoa. This
scale
sound
from
like
one to 10, how bad is it, son?
Well,
I got some.
It's real fat.
Right
like
now,
she
so
got,
I'm
she got a K. Michelle booty, man.
I would have to hang up on that, bro. I just gotta hang up because I got some shit to call us now in these last 5 minutes.
K. Michelle eat cookies, bro.
510.
Bro, can you
I mean,
do this shit
410,
bro? This shit funny, bro. Put this shit out 12, bro.
I mean, goddamn, it's enough. It's the same dude, bro. What's up, bro? Told me Kim
hey,
Slice is dead. He's not
bro
dead. Kimbo Slice not dead, bro. Word, bro. He's not.
He is dead, bro.
He not dead
bro,
to me.
Dead,
his soul still lives. Kimbo Slice is still fighting.
That's what
in
we
my
all said
heart,
about
bro
Michael Jackson and Prince.
Hey,
that
nah,
nigga
bro
dead.
You see how all these
we
people done back to
Kimbo
back
Slice
first Ali. Now, Kimbo.
Muhammad Ali has died, bro. If Muhammad Ali died, why should
bro,
he Kimbo
sad,
Slice
bro
died? He's ass, bro.
Bro
he will never
see
a fighter. Nah,
bro.
Fuck
what me if Mayweather dies tomorrow? What if Pacquiao dies tomorrow? All these fighters fighting, man.
Don't nobody right, give a fuck.
I think it's a conspiracy. I'm going to hang
yo,
up on you, bro. I got to go.
Bro.
My bitch is getting naked. Oh, the Don? That kid knows how to make some beats.
Yeah, man, the Don's
yo.
On now, bro. Yo.
Yo.
You already know time it is.
I had to hang up on, bro. I'm sorry.
What time
right,
is
Don,
it?
You
I think
called.
It's 11:25.
It's 11:25. Right,
Don.
Hell yeah.
You
probably
like 4
got
minutes left.
12 a.m. up in China somewhere. Making some noodles or some shit.
It's crazy.
Who is this, bro?
Hey, shoot.
What you got to say?
It's the Don. It's the Don.
It's the who? The Don? Oh, shit.
Yeah, hey.
What's good, bro?
Damn, your voice sounds like a goddamn. You sound like the Allstate nigga.
Oh,
are you a getting heads? Are you a getting heads?
Like, the fuck?
All right, y'all. Should we do an encore to this junk, bro?
Why did it get so silent, bro?
It did. I was like, what the fuck?
I asked the question, and I'm the host. Why am I asking questions if I'm the host? Like,
yeah, we're going to redo it. We're going to restart that.
We're going to do it again at 12 or 11:30, you mean?
Yeah.
At 11:30, should there be an encore, bro? At 11:30.
Do
everyone
12,
who's listening.
Give us some...
Nah, at 12, they're going to be asleep, bro. You know them goody two shoes and shit. They be go. They gotta go to sleep because they got school and shit tomorrow, bro.
Nigga, it's exam week. Ain't nobody. They
facts,
watching.
Don't
movies.
Nobody give a shit.
Hey, don't no one give. I like to hear that, bro. That's what I like to hear, bro. Fuck school.
All right,
I'm dropping out.
Oh hell no.
All right, I could do an encore at 12 if the people down, bro.
Nah, dude.
Anybody
why don't you ask one of your callers?
Because ain't nobody calling right now. I'm going to put it
on 11:40, bro.
11:40. You said what? I can't do it at 11:40. It's certain times I can do the show at. And it's 11, 11:30, 12. You know what I'm saying? They give me a time.
All right, do 11:30. Hang up and do 11:30 because we can promote that shit on Instagram real quick.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna just wait. I'm gonna just wait till Wednesday, because ain't no point unless people really want an encore tonight, bro. But I don't think so.
Niggas was calling,
I don't think
bro.
So. Talk about people. Talk about Kimbo Slice dead. Nah, bro. Get out of here with that Kimbo Slice dead shit. He's still alive in my heart, bro. That's all that matters. I'm really about to look this up, bro. Did he really die though? Like on some real
I
shit.
Saw like two posts. Two posts like that.
It gotta be fake, BJ, bro. How'd he die, bro?
Probably, cocaine or some shit.
He just got his ass whooped.
Nah, he was doing cocaine.
He looked like a cocaine motherfucker, too.
Probably smoked that shit, too.
During this episode, there's like a 1-1-1-1-1-1 number called me like 5 times, bro.
Answer that shit,
I don't know. I only got 1:30 left, so Don, you better plug something right now since you came in so late. Go ahead, plug something for you, bro.
Shit, man. You already know what time it is, you know what I'm saying, man? 11:28, you know, we ain't even popping. You already know what time it is, man. Chilling in the cribbo, in the bedo with the light on, you know what I'm saying, man? You know what's going on, man. Hey
bro,
June 15th, though, man. Hey, bro, my beard looking all right, though. You know, we got that bitch on. Hey, that bitch cute.
Your father hooked your ass up, didn't he, bro?
Hey, he hooked my ass up, you feel me? My uneven ass.
Hey.
My uncoordinated ass. But look, before you run out of time, man, June 15th, man, make sure y'all check out my bio around 8 p.m. at night. You feel me? We setting off the summer right, you feel me? The Don, all tomorrow, dropping the song, man.
What day was
you know
it
what saying?
Again, bro? What day was it again, bro?
June 15th.
Hey, man, you got to say that so louder,
like father,
bro, you know, some people can't hear, bro.
Yeah, you feel
June
15th? It's June 15th. That's right. That's right. All right,
BJ, when your shirts drop, bro? Your shirts drop, BJ?
Wednesday.
Ooh, all right. Savage Season starts Wednesday, June 15th, but look out for them new hot tracks from The Don and Triple RM. And we got 3 seconds left. We ready to drop Fat One because we out. Fat One out.
Bitch. Suck my dick, bitch. Oh, fuck ass,
fat
bitch ass. Nigga, come see me, nigga. Come see me, nigga. Chested, bitch ass, nigga.
Know,
eat apples,
going
nigga.
Afterwards,
you talking
bro.
About toothpaste on my counter, nigga. Bitch ass, nigga.